Blog Talk Radio.
All right, y'all, this right here, for the love of hip-hop, part three, Genuine, Stack Diamond Eyes, Lyric 757, and Great A, and Shaka Bon Ton. Let's go!
Bless the way like Marvin Gaye. If the chick got good box, the title queen to walk the way. Let her run to the death like GMC. Tend to buy the dollar bills, watch the sack once. And while you know that you're all invited to come celebrate the birth of the splash of rifle, the chemical of balance, well, fuck it, I got telling. I must see little dick shots. I swear you niggas is wildin'. Dino was happening when I'm running with my dog. And the splash boys got me drunning y'all before. Bet type your name, a flame spark the special. Mean sight before I kill you devils. Great A resurrected it and I'm the second coming. Then so cold in his beat, I need some rovers like you. Give me that cat one, cause you niggas be acting creepy. And fuck Donald Trump, the comers now act weak.
All right, you're now rocking with nothing other than a true T. And now, give me the honor and the pleasure to welcome none other than Switchblade Cutter.
What's good, y'all? What's going on?
What's up, everybody? All right, y'all. Tonight's episode, we'll give y'all a little, you know, a little bit of that smooth shit. I know that that didn't start out smooth, but I don't care.
Not at all.
So tonight's show is going to be called Crazy Hits. So we're going to, we need to dive into, you know, all the crazy shit that has been happening in the industry news. And like I said, we're going to bump some of the slow music with me and Switchblade Carter. Pretty Carter's on the silence. She'll be back. All right. So, recently, just today, they announced that Jay-Z is in the studio right now, and he is recording the answer to Lemonade. What do you think?
No, he's not. He can't be.
Yes, he is. And they said he wanted to tell you what was going on, you know, with his part of the Lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, Now, the craziest part about this is that after Jay-Z got ridiculed and all of the stuff for all the crap that Beyonce was saying he did, I can't wait to hear the album now because I said in the last show, and I'll say it again, he better not hold back nothing. He better not hold back a damn thing. You know, I need him to just go in, and I want you to just hit it down now. Also, on top of that, did you hear about what they still saying about Prince?
What else is there?
Well, they are saying that allegedly Arsenio Hall and Eddie Murphy was the drug dealers.
What?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. They were saying that Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall gave Prince drugs. Like, that was his drug dealers of choice.
Ain't nobody got time for all that.
Now, here's my thing. I'm just saying, why does it have to be always somebody coming out the woodworks talking about how somebody was on drugs, somebody's worshiping the devil, somebody spent all their money on hookers and coke? Who cares?
Basically.
Who cares? I mean, at the end of the day, if a person wants to be all coked up, heroin up.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I can see them in the film, and
right.
I can't tell, I mean, that's
right.
on them. That ain't on me. See what I'm saying? I care about their success. I truly do. I really do. I really care about their success. But the problem with it is that we care so much about the
mm-hmm.
artist that we don't care about the person.
Right, exactly.
And how I feel is
mm-hmm.
if the people are going to be out here doing that thing,
mm-hmm.
I'm saying you trying to preach to them and say don't do it, it's gonna make them want to do it even more.
Exactly.
So I figured if it ain't killing them, what am I supposed to say to them? Don't do that. No, I can't say this to them because obviously they feel like this is what they want to do. You know?
That's true. That's exactly what it is.
Speaking of that, let's get into a song with DeRay in it. Do you remember DeRay from last week? And so this is called Private Dancer. Let's go.
Baby, hello? Hello?
Hello, honey. Where you at?
Listen, I'm in the studio right now. I gotta call you back.
Baby, I need you.
I know you do. I'll call you back though. I met this beautiful queen, nothing short of a goddess. Had the cotton candy that a nigga had to try shit. The way her body is structured is like a Coke bottle. I met one of Charlie's angels going full throttle. She the type that you cook for. Rubber feet, massage her back. On a marble floor, and when you make it love, you pull out the satin sheets. And the rose petals enough to enhance the heat. Pipe that'll tie you to a chair and dims all your mind. Ecstasy with full intentions to bust my nine. Satisfaction's gonna make you in my apparatus. But she loves the one I taught dirty to her before doing it. Type of brother that I eat it like some catfish. Didn't go swimming and I was in your ocean, Michael. Look, I'm just trying to stick some words in your mouth and have your sugar know my dictionary. Like a private dance.
Featuring DeRay. Keeping this thing moving, let's go to Rain Down on Me by G Pain. I wonder what that song is talking about. Let's go.
You know what, girl? I feel so loved for the hand in my life. And on the rest, I know that you love me, Texas.
All the wine that you just give to you all night. I know that you're not good, just as light. And I feel that it's so true. Yeah. And I can't wait till the day that we can be in front of God and that we trust. And I can say
to my co-host, but
yeah.
So it was told, and this is only speculation because who knows, whatever. They saying that supposedly Kanye West flew into a rage when he caught his wife Kim creeping with her new security guard. And yes,
when did she ask? Why did they do that? Where did she do that? Was that at the house?
I don't know when that happened. Because from my understanding, those two are together all the time. So guess what? Hey, whatever. Speaking of, the Fragonoggle people of the day. Could I have a drum roll, please? Drum roll. Anybody?
I don't know how to.
Oh,
that would be your department.
Here it is, ready?
Yeah,
here it is. Okay, the Fragonoggle people of the day go to the National Enquirer, who have no chill whatsoever. MediaTakeOut.com is reporting that they actually did a photo reenactment of Prince dying in the elevator.
No, they didn't.
Well, it is.
Oh, man.
And because I have more respect for dude, I'm not going to look at the pictures. Well,
yes, you are.
You guys, I'm not. I don't want to see nothing like that. They're saying that Waka Flocka's jump off claimed that he assaulted her and stole her phone.
What?
Man, if you wanna cheat, stop cheating with these scallywags.
Seriously.
Y'all be cheating with scallywags. And they had the nerve to get mad.
What do you mean? They're easy to get.
But that's the dumbest shit.
As soon as you accept it, you'll feel better.
The moment you said, so anyway.
It's not nice to mumble. Can't hear you.
That's because she's going to hear that shit. Anyway, so call me right now, ladies and gentlemen, at 929-477-3273. Why I choked the hell out of her. And, yeah, so. Anyway. Janae's saying that, allegedly, Love & Hip Hop star Stevie J's son exposes Stevie J's coke addiction on Instagram. Yay!
Oh, that's great, I think.
So, what part of... Okay, ain't nobody got time for this.
Mostly, yeah.
So...
Mm-hmm.
Then they say that Tupac's mom had great lawyers and said that her ex-husband will not be able to steal none of Tupac's music rights.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I don't know about you, but... Now, this part I will look at because I want to know this. They saying that they actually have a close-up of Beyonce's face, and they're wondering, did she really lie about her age?
What?
Because now they're saying that somebody found an old birth certificate of hers showing that she was born in the early 1970s, which would make her in her mid-40s right now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn. Oh, my gosh. No, I got to take it off. Stop. No, I wasn't ready. I was not ready for that one. Oh, shit.
Well,
make
sure you post that on the True Tea page.
Oh yeah, this is definitely going on there. I'm sorry. Hey, the hell was that? Hey y'all, anybody who want to see this picture, I'm posting it right now. Go in there right now. If you hear still anything away at looking at this shit, call in because you gotta see this shit right here. I ain't never seen that like that before though. Oh my gosh! What? It looked like a witch, literally a witch.
You're just terrible.
What? Okay, it ain't my fault. You look a sack of potatoes.
What?
Oh wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Because you know, any other beehive. People, please call me right now while you get it over with, because I don't want you buzzing on my page. I don't want bees anyway, because I'll freeze y'all niggas to death real quick.
What?
Now, my fault. First of all, I'm not the one who posted the picture. How about that part? You want buzz or something, go to mediatakeout.com and tell them I'll have a piece of their mind for real. So how about that part? Anyway.
Oh, man.
Not my fault. I felt just as shocked as when Kanye shitted in his fans.
Oh man.
Not my fault.
Okay. All right.
I mean, and then they're saying that. I really don't like talking about shit like this, but I guess
yes,
I have to.
Yes, you do.
Okay, I do, but they're saying that allegedly, I don't know why I keep saying allegedly like this really going to, they're saying Beyonce had her butt done, but anyway, so
what?
Who cares? Kerry Washington is having another baby with her husband, Namadapi Asubadabada.
so that's how you say it. Okay, now I know. Good job.
The fuck is his name? That's not even her. That's not,
I don't know
yo,
his name.
Okay, I mean no harm. I mean no harm. But
that's his name, what you just said. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's not. It's not. I just messed your name up. Sorry, dog. But anytime your name has none but syllables in it, I don't. I can't. Mm-mm.
So what's his nickname?
A.
Good job. Good job. Okay. Got it. Yeah.
Oh.
So did you happen to hear the other weird story of the couple who got in a devastating car crash? Did you
oh,
hear that?
Because Shorty was giving some head off to the.
Yeah, man. Did you? Wow.
Well, here's my
yeah.
thing. Here's my thing. Here's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there's anybody who I know that's ever watched a movie with John Travolta in it and Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you guys, but Shorty was sucking the cam nuts out dude's stick or whatever. And all
mm-hmm.
I know is this nigga was able to break it, to get the code and break it to a computer. And he didn't
mm-hmm.
die.
Mm-mm.
Well, yeah, Swordfish. That was the name of that movie. So
yeah.
what's
mm-hmm.
wrong with this shit here?
I don't know.
So, are we here with this now? Is this what this is? You know. Now, speaking on some unbelievable unnecessariness,
mm-hmm.
they're saying that like I said in the last show. Court cheating. NBC News just released the Indiana election results, which didn't happen for another 2 days.
Right. Uh-huh.
I don't know how the hell do you do that for a book. Okay.
Hey, anything can happen.
Anyway, speaking of anything that can happen, let's give it up for the almost 50-year-old Janet Jackson, pregnant with her first child.
I know, huh?
Okay, damn that, her second child. But anyway, go ahead.
Wow.
Now,
well, we'll
let me tell y'all something funny, right? I'll tell you something funny. They're saying that there's a dangerous pedophile on the loose in New York City. He's selling his son for sex in a public park.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's funny about this is, nothing funny about that part, but what's funny about this is that, besides this, the story on MediaTakeout.com was removed. Now, how bad of a story was this for them to remove the story?
Exactly. Something else was going on.
I don't know what was going on with that, but tell me, you can have a story that we think that we're missing. Call in right now. We still have a chance to 929-477-3273 right now. And I just want to know, like, what, you know.
Yeah,
it's
something
saying?
Going on that we missed.
I mean, got to be something. I mean, even though it's kind of funny, if we missed something wrong.
So you know what? So going along those that same nasty line, did you hear about the college girl who drank 2 gallons of sperm and is in a coma now?
Well, I guess any day now she'd be coming and going. Anyway, so
I'm not sure, but it was a challenge of some sort. And she drank
okay,
2 gallons. But the main question I had, who took the time to collect 2 gallons? Where? How? Why? 2 whole gallons.
Okay. Okay, so to answer this question.
Please don't.
We're going to go live.
Not your, not in your words. No.
Little Cam. What do you think? Uh-oh, she got more time off. Sorry. we're gonna come back to her tomorrow because obviously she has a problem. She's saying right now she feels a little nutty. I don't know what that means.
Nasty person, you.
What you gonna?
I can't.
What are you talking about? Now
you're disturbing.
They're saying that Black China, and we put it, Black China was pregnant.
What?
Before. But now they're saying that she was diagnosed with having a higher risk pregnancy. And now the whole Kardashian family are now rallying behind her.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid. Should have did that before. Stupid. Really? So now y'all want to, oh my God. You guys are more worth in your support than Lucius Lyon. Bam.
Okay then.
Mm-hmm. Now, because this is how we do it here, we're ratchet. I don't know how we still in the air, because we're ratchet. But here's a little dose of ratchetness.
Yeah. Like pussy money.
Okay, now now if you were wondering that was a Lil Wayne song that I decided to remix myself. I was laughing so hard about that because you know most of the time people nowadays don't care what's being said on the radio. And Lil Wayne, love him to death, but sometimes he just goes above and beyond the Call of Duty because every 5 seconds he'll be like, pussy. Now what I'm thinking is, what part of the world, like, who does that?
I don't know.
Anybody who ever, has ever heard a Lil Wayne song? Call them right now, 929-477-3273. Time's up right now. We got 97s right now. And the guy who called in last night and didn't get a chance to talk, call in right now before we get a chance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at least you know who you are.
Yeah, I want to know who you are because obviously you had something to say. So I don't know what that is, but it just is what it is. Now, tomorrow, we're going to see who is actually going to give us the most juiciest story. The most juiciest story that is. Oh, and the fragonogamous person of the evening or group of the evening goes to the National Enquirer for saying that Prince died of AIDS. Now, that and there you go.
What?
So next time somebody wants to put out there some crap like this, I want you to hear this right here. I want you to get this right here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go in there and say that every person in the National Choir has herpes and gonorrhea. And I'm going to send it. Now, see if they post that shit, bitches. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I not supposed to say that?
Never stop
it, sons of bitches.
Wow.
Stupid sons of bitches.
Wow.
I would say that. You know what makes it worse is they ain't even care. Like, this is a person's family.
Yeah.
That if this is true, the family had to find out that way, though. I'm not going to go there and say no shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to send our condolences out to the family of radio personality Doug Banks, who died of complications for diabetes. Men, go get checked out.
Who is that?
Please. Go get, he died last month of diabetes or whatever. And listen, men, do me a huge favor, okay? Go get checked out. Don't be acting like I'm big and bad and nothing happened to me. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the best people that have been in the industry, we lost.
Yeah.
Half the stuff they had, minus Charlie Sheen shit. But half the stuff they had was curable.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
So, I don't know. But what we want to do is take another ride down to a new segment on the show before we go. And it's called Worst Joke Ever.
Oh, no.
Okay, y'all. I hate to do this.
No, you don't.
I don't want to say this joke. Guess I'll say the joke. So Tupac mom died the other day at age 69. And now that she's dead and gone, I guess she'll finally find out whether or not her son is dead or not. So anyway,
wow. Okay, good night, everyone, from the True Tea. We are so done for the night. Thank you all for listening and tuning in. Please pass the word about the show. It's great. We'll probably be kicked off for tonight and further shows due to his comments. So I thank you all for, you know, checking in for those who've been here. Because I'm not sure where we'll be tomorrow. I'm not even going to apologize for him because I didn't tell him to say that. I didn't even know the joke. God, the hell? If you don't hear from us tomorrow, you'll know why. Yeah. All because of
you. Yeah, don't worry. She's in Cuba.
I mean, you didn't have to say where Tupac was, but yeah.
Tupac sent a letter to his father and said, it's time.
Wow.
Anyway, so. Right. All right. So three nuns walk into a Catholic church singing Jesus Walks.
What is wrong with you? Why would we're done. It's time to go. Good night. Yeah. It's just too much. It's too much.
What?
It's too much. What you eat now? What you eat?
Some shit. That's exactly what's gonna be in a couple minutes. But anyway, so they had
So that's why your brain is smelling fine.
And fuck. No, it's because I took a taste of you. Anyway. Now,
you should have been smelling like Skittles, nigga. Switchblade.
Anyway. So a cop walks inside of a bar and sees three young people with their hands up. He shoots him anyway. Which one of the cops? Oh, it was only one cop. Oh well, he gonna well. The next day he was back on the force.
It sounds like out here
what?
In Cali, homie.
No, but seriously though. Four. four Mexicans walk into our Taco Bell. I don't have no joke for that. Just funny to me.
Not
four
really.
Mexicans walk into Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I mean, they thought it was a real Mexican restaurant.
It's stupid. It's stupid.
He walking in and say, hola, ese. Hola, ese. The guy behind the counter goes, what's up? So what you want?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you lying, ese.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, I said it. Yeah, whatever.
Can you learn some Spanish before you do a Spanish joke?
No, that was the joke. I don't know Spanish.
That wasn't a joke. Good night, y'all. We need to go.
Now, a atheist and a Christian sit down and have dinner. During the course of the dinner, the Christian starts singing Marilyn Manson. The atheist starts singing Dietrich Haddon. So anyway, they had this.
That makes no sense.
No, get it? See, Marilyn Manson doesn't like. Marilyn Manson's an atheist, and Deisha Hatton is a Christian.
Please say goodnight and click the button. just let's just go. True tea.
Okay.
So bye. All
right. So what? One more. I gotta do one more.
Oh my God.
Just one more.
Why?
We want to say our condolences to the Cookie Monster. He died of diabetes for eating so much motherfucking cookies.
Stupid.
Hey,
oh
he survived. He survived by the whole great cookie crew.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
They going to send him on style in a bucket that says great cookie.
Wow. But
on his behalf, you know, he was a very sweet individual. chocolate chocolate chips and nuts.
Oh, good grief.
In other news, Ja Rule announced that he wasn't Cookie Monster this whole entire time.
Oh, my gosh.
He just took his suit off. He took his suit off because it was murder.
Oh, man.
Well, y'all, just like a woman that's suffering with breast cancer, we have to go. So, too much?
Yes.
Okay, so, and what do we call that? We call that tit for tat. Anyway, so.
Wow.
No, too much.
Wow. That's all I got.
You know, Bruce, his wife said the same thing when he whipped out a dick, and she said, you have a dick? What?
Mm-mm. Good night, everyone.
But anyway, y'all, speaking of dicks, it's time for us to go down and think of some more horrible things to say to you, and you'll love it. I'm Genuine, and you are, of course?
I'm Switchblade.
A.K.A.? I don't know.
Just Switchblade.
We'll see you soon, guys. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. We don't know what time, because I think the FCC is knocking on our door right now. There you go right there calling.
Yeah.
There you go calling right now. Bye.
Bye.